Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a very important show tonight because I'm going to devote quite a bit of the show to, I don't want to say reading to you, but I'm going to be giving you the highlights of a very important petition. I'm not going to read it word for word, but it's a very important petition from a group called Scholars for 911 Truth. And this is a petition that, well, you're going to see what it's demanding. It's demanding that our government come clean about all the hidden files, the secret files they have on 911. We're going to get to that later, folks. A couple news items I want to call to your attention. Today in the Washington Post, the headline story, U.S. campaign is aimed at Iran's leaders. Uneasy about Tehran's nuclear plans, Bush administration tries to build opposition to theocracy. That's the religious leaders of Iran. Well, folks, you know, I've always been against the United States meddling in the affairs of other nations. And, I mean, that's just something I've always believed is wrong. And, you know, if the Iranians were trying to meddle in the affairs of the United States and try to build opposition to the Bush regime or try to induce Americans to take actions for the Bush administration calls regime change, that would be a pretext for the United States to launch nuclear missiles at Iran or prosecute Americans who were working with the Iranians to bring about a regime change here in the United States. And yet, the United States, which talks about the need for democracy, I should say the United States. It's not the United States. It's the Bush administration and the Zionist neoconservatives who are running policy there. These people who are so quick to talk about democracy are trying to bring down another government that was popularly elected. In fact, probably more popularly elected than even the Bush regime that's in power here in the United States now. In the text of this article, it notes that former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who was angling for the presidency, he's now talking tough about Iran and rattling the saber. This guy's a draft dodger, ladies and gentlemen, and now he wants American boys and girls, men and women, to go off and fight a war against Iran because the people in the Israeli lobby, who he reportedly wowed the other day with his big speech at AIPAC, Newt Gingrich wants Americans to go off and fight a war for Israel. Well, let Newt Gingrich go off and fight a war for Israel. Good Lord, folks, what a gang we have running our country. And speaking of gangs and crime families, reported in the Washington Times here the other day that former President George H.W. Bush, the father of our current king, decided to stop in and see a good friend the other day in New York City, no less than former President Bill Clinton. George H.W. Bush stopped in at Bill Clinton's office in New York just to say hello. That's what he said. Now, you know, folks, this is probably going to come as a surprise to our hardcore Republican listeners out there who think Bill Clinton's such a bad man and who think that the Bushes, father and son, are such good men and that they would never be friends or friendly with somebody like Bill Clinton. But here's the father of our current king stopping in to see the former king. You know, it's really one little happy family, folks, not one big happy family. You know, these Bushes and these Clintons, you know, they're real political operators. They may wear different disguises. One calls himself a Republican conservative, and the other one calls the other the liberal Democrat or moderate Democrat, depending on what costume the Clintons are wearing this week. But, you know, the fact is they're all part of this very tightly knit elite that reaches through both political parties. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up here. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of our criminal government and also headquarters of that national weekly newspaper, American Free Press, that keeps a close watch on our criminal government. If you're not now subscribing to American Free Press, I strongly suggest that you do. You can get a good flavor of what appears in American Free Press each week by logging on to the website AmericanFreePress.net. This week you'll also find out, not only in the regular edition of American Free Press, but on the website you'll find out about a fantastic new book called Future Fast Forward, The Anglo-Zionist American Empire Meltdown. Very interesting book by a friend of mine from Malaysia, Matthias Chang. He's a former political secretary to the very controversial former prime minister of many years, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Folks, this week and weeks preceding, I've been talking about the myth that somehow Russia is a communist, another communist empire waiting, you know, waiting to pop out again, and suggesting to you very, very strongly that the old Russia that we were opposed to during the Cold War doesn't exist, that in fact the evil empire, the Anglo-Zionist and Zionist American dominated political machine is going after the Russia of today. And you guess what, folks? Another article from the Washington Post, Russia's Shadow Empire, written by Ana Palacio, the former foreign minister of Spain, and Daniel Twining, an Oxford-based consultant to the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Again, more of these mainstream media articles, articles from the mainstream media giants, saying that the Russians are bad guys and that we shouldn't like Vladimir Putin. Well, like I keep telling you folks, the reason why they don't like Vladimir Putin is because he's trying to break the back of these international plutocrats who've looted Russia and who are trying to dominate that country still. But he pulled an end run on them, and he's put a few of them in jail, and others have fled to Israel. So that should tell you everything you need to know. Okay, folks, before I get into the main topic this evening, and by the way, we will be taking calls. You can call 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I just want to mention that I was just absolutely astounded to receive an email here. Well, I just got it late last night, and it was from somebody who told me that they had heard on some internet programming, whether it's on radio or whether it's just on the internet or what have you, that I had refused to appear on this particular programming. Now, this came as an absolute astound. I was absolutely astounded because the host of this program said that I had refused to appear in the program, that evidently someone told me I shouldn't. Well, no one tells me what to do. I appear on whatever radio program or on whatever forum I want to appear on. And in this particular case, I didn't even know that I was being invited to appear on such a program. I got a phone call from the host of this program at 9:30 in the morning. I was still asleep. I tend to work late, folks, work sometimes till 4 or 5 in the morning. And I only had my ringer turned up because I was expecting a massive delivery of some heavy machinery here to my apartment and was not able to talk precisely because I was waiting for the phone call and waiting for the delivery. So, of course, the person who was, after the delivery was made, the person who was supposed to install it had some trouble getting here. So, in fact, I think I even mentioned it on a show the other night. I said it was a day from hell. Well, it turned into not only a day from hell, but apparently a night from hell, because that evening this other host went on the air and announced that I had refused to appear on his program and suggested that maybe I was under the influence of evil forces that wanted to keep me off his program. Folks, it's difficult. It's difficult enough to do a weekly program like this and know that I'm going to be under the scrutiny and the fire of groups such as the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the Middle East Media Research Institute, which is run by Mossad people. I mean, all these groups have attacked me over the years. I'll appear anywhere, anytime I want, and there's very few times in history I've ever refused to appear on any program anywhere, so it really kind of bothers me when somebody who I thought was an ally and a friend goes on the air and says that I refused to appear on his program, which I didn't even know he had a program on the air still, or even on the internet. So, you know, like I say, these kind of things, and then I get an email about it, it kind of bothers me. I mean, folks, on Saturday I appeared on Iranian television over telephone. I was not actually in Iran, of course. And I can't think of anything more radioactive or more controversial than Iranian television. And I certainly was not afraid to appear on there, as did a very well-known writer on the Internet, John Kaminsky. He and I were the two guests who appeared on the program. So if you hear that I refuse to appear on any particular program, folks, that's just not true. And I just wanted to come on the air tonight and make mention of that because I don't like someone questioning my integrity and making it sound as though I'm being told by others where I can and cannot appear, because guess who makes the decision? Michael Collins Piper makes that decision. Now that I've ranted and raved about that very personal matter, I want to discuss something that's very important that affects every single person on the face of this planet. And that is the efforts by a group called Scholars for 911 Truth to obtain 10,000 signatures on a website, 10,000 signatures, I'm sorry, on a petition. And it's available on their website, scholarsfor911truth.org. They say this: we're calling for the Department of Defense to release all documents, video, films, photos, and physical evidence relating to the events of all the 911 crash sites. They ask people to get on their website at scholarsfor911truth.org, read the petition, and sign it. They've already got like 3,000 signatures. They're aiming for 10,000. There's people all over the world who are signing this petition, but it's, you know, obviously something that is of special interest to Americans. And my friends Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thorne at WingTV.net have been promoting this petition on behalf of the Scholars for 911 Truth, and they've been sending it to all sorts of different 911 advocacy groups. New York Fire Department, the New York Police Department, Coalition of 911 Families, you name it, they're promoting it. And I do think it's very important. This petition, I'm not going to try to read it in specific detail to you, but I want to give you the flavor of it. They point out that minutes after the Pentagon was hit on 911, the FBI seized films from a fuel service station near the Pentagon. And that tape has never been released. People don't, you know, there's all sorts of questions about what happened at the Pentagon on 911. You know, what actually did hit the Pentagon, you know? I've heard all the official stories, but I've also heard the alternative stories. Well, this petition from Scholars for 911 Truth is asking for the release of the full Pentagon surveillance tapes. Only 5 frames of it have been released in the official report from the government. And that there may well be other videotapes that show the strike on the Pentagon, and Scholars for 911 Truth are asking for the release of those tapes. Now, there are approximately 7,000 photographs and likewise nearly 7,000 segments of video from private photographers that show the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings. This is amazing to me. I didn't know this myself. Well, all of this footage is being held, and now the Scholars for 911 Truth are asking for the release of this information. It's being held by the government, and they say it's long overdue, and they're absolutely right. Something else the 911 Scholars for Truth are asking: there was a report from Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta that while he was in the underground bunker in the White House in the early stages of 911. He watched Vice President Cheney castigating a young officer as a plane was drawing, as a plane which ostensibly hit the Pentagon was supposed to be drawing closer and closer to the Pentagon. The young officer was asking, "Do the orders still stand?" Well, you know, we want to know what we want to know. When I say we, I mean the American people. I mean the Scholars for 911 Truth. I mean you, all the other listeners. We want to know what the orders were. We want to know who that young officer is. He should be allowed to testify at a deposition under oath. And, you know, maybe we need an explanation from Vice President Dick Cheney about what was happening here. So this is another thing that's in the petition to the members of the House of Representatives and the members of the Senate, asking that all this information be released. Now, of course, there's also documents generated by the Vice President's Energy Task Force regarding the Middle East, oil in the Middle East. Now, the question is this, you know, is there the possibility that the whole 911 events were used as a pretext for going to war in the Middle East? The 911 scholars are asking that the Energy Task Force documents that refer to plans to invade the Middle East, including Iran or Venezuela or any other nations over this issue of oil, be released immediately. I think it's about time, don't you folks? I mean, all this sounds pretty reasonable to me. Stay tuned because there's a lot more. We're going to go through the rest of this petition. I don't see how any good American, any real patriot can disagree with this. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like Isiac, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I was going through a new petition which is available online, and which I strongly suggest that you do get online and sign this petition. You can sign it, but they will list you as anonymous if you wish, but they obviously want you to have your own your real name when you use it, or your real handle. It's being sponsored by scholarsfor911truth.org, and that's led by Dr. James Fetzer and Dr. Stephen Jones. They're the co-chairs of that. I've already gone through several points of the petition, but I want to continue with it because it's very important. Okay, the fifth point, there's like about 12 points. I'm going to try to go through them as fast as possible, but you can read it for yourself online. They point out that audio tapes of interviewers with air traffic controllers on duty on 911 were intentionally destroyed. They crushed the cassettes by hand, cut the tapes into little pieces, and then dropped the pieces around the building. As the scholars for 911 say, all traffic controllers on duty on 911 should be allowed to testify during a public forum under oath. And there should be an explanation for why this evidence was destroyed. Isn't that a good question? Isn't that reasonable, ladies and gentlemen? Is that unpatriotic or un-American to know why this critical information was destroyed? The scholars for 911 Truth are also raising questions about why the Secret Service
breached its own standard procedures by allowing the president to remain at a public location, that is, that school down in Florida, for 25 minutes after it was known that the country was under attack. The Secret Service should testify about the circumstances surrounding this, because the fact that they allowed the president there obviously raises questions about what was known, who knew what, when, where, why, and how, folks. Okay, so the Secret Service needs to come clean on this. Now, something else more provocative, perhaps, is has been written about by James Bamford in his book Pretext for War. He's a gentleman who's been closely connected with the National Security Agency. In that book, and it's been written about all over the Internet, and the scholars for 911 Truth are pointing out that there were war games, terror drills, being conducted by U.S. defense agencies on 911. A lot of Americans don't know about this. The government was running a simulation of a plane crashing into a building on the morning of 911. Now, that's a pretty big coincidence, folks. And anybody out there who says it's just a coincidence needs to have their head examined. Somebody somehow knew that these drills were taking place. So what we need to do is have the government come clean and say, you know, who knew about the drills? How were the drills being conducted? Why did this just happen, coincidentally, so they say? And, of course, they really have not really told us much about it in the first place. But scholars for 911 Truth rightly want to know what's going on here. Another thing, folks, over the years, every time there's been an airplane crash, you know, the public waits breathlessly for the black boxes. Well, you know, it seems like the black boxes for some of the 911 planes are the only black boxes that have never been found in all the air crashes in history. You know, there have been a lot of contradictory reports about what was found and then, you know, were they found, were they not found? If they weren't found, how did they happen to disintegrate, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of questions there. You know, there's been so much about these different planes and the parts of the planes that have or have not been found. You know, the scholars for 911 Truth are saying, hey, let's know about the black boxes. What was on the black boxes if they were found? Folks, again, is that really out of the ordinary to ask that? Is that... how could that be a violation, folks, of our own national security? How could that be a threat to our nation's security by finding out what's on those black boxes? Unless, of course, what's on those black boxes contradicts the official line coming out of our government. Well, you know, there's one way to resolve that problem, is have all the relevant authorities and documentation brought out from the Federal Aviation Administration and the FBI and everybody else, the National Transportation Safety Board, anybody that was involved in the investigation. Let's bring out the evidence, says this petition from the 911 scholars. And then, of course, we heard all about the strange stock market activity. Now, of course, we were led to believe that Osama bin Laden and his friends were making billions by buying stocks in airlines that were involved in 911 and other companies, things of this nature, you know, and then selling at the right time. I've never been involved in the stock market, so frankly, I don't know how it works. But the thing about it is, all these reports came out that there was suspicious stock activity, yet it's never been released. This information has never been released. Now, I would think, and I think this is what the 911 scholars are saying, too, that if Osama bin Laden and all these evil Arabs and evil Muslims, as the Bush administration and his Zionist friends would say, if they have evidence of these guys making all these profits, why don't they bring them out? My personal suspicion is that it wasn't the evil Muslims and the evil Arabs who were doing it. Probably somebody else, and I'm not going to mention who I think it was. But nonetheless, that's my opinion. The 911 scholars want the truth. So do I, and so do you, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. We have a couple callers on board, and we're going to finish this up and just keep on asking these important questions. This is Michael Collins Piper on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp, antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you live right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. About as live as I'm ever going to be, folks. Reading to you some details from a very important petition that Scholars for 911Truth.org, Scholars for 911Truth.org, are circulating. They want to present it to Congress. We just have a couple more points here, folks. I think it's so important that I wanted to go through it with you. Last thing we were talking about were the mysterious stock market trades that obviously they appear to have indicated that somebody had some inside information. Well, you know, the 911 Commission says that Al-Qaeda didn't conduct the trades. Well, if Al-Qaeda didn't conduct these trades, who did? As I said, I have my own suspicions as to who conducted it, but I'm going to be nice tonight, folks, and I'm not going to blame the guilty parties. I'll just let you let your imaginations run wild. The information is all there. I mean, this stock information is no secret. Or let's put it this way. It's not secret to those who have access to it, but the Scholars for 911 Truth are asking that this information be released, and it should be released. Now, there's also, according to 911 Scholars, a large sample of slag from the World Trade Center. It's being held at Hangar 17 at JFK International Airport. Now, an analysis of this slag from the destruction of the World Trade Center, according to 911 Scholars, needs to be made available to the appropriate scientists, the physicists, and so forth, who can conduct examinations and
they believe that they can that this information would reveal evidence of the cause of the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, because, you know, there's a lot of people who do not believe the official story about how and why the Trade Center buildings collapsed. And, you know, if there's nothing to hide, the 911 scholars for truth say, then by all means, let some independent scientists examine it. Okay, there's generally the scholars are also asking for a release of the complete inventory of the plane wreckage and all the related videotapes, photographs, information, records from all of the planes that allegedly were utilized on 911. Again, you know, the official story, folks, is that it was a bunch of crazy Muslims, evil crazy Muslims, who got on the planes and wrecked them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon and caused another one to crash, or caused another one to be put in a line of fire, perhaps, in Pennsylvania. But nonetheless, all of this information is being kept under wraps. Now, if we know who did it, then, according to the official story, that is, why can't we see the documentation? Why does it have to be hidden? Now, this applies also to anything involving not just the planes themselves, but also the wreckage of the World Trade Centers. You know, all of the information regarding the scientific tests that were conducted, all of the material that was found, you know, such as perhaps the famous passport of Muhammad Atta that just happened to land on top of a pile of wreckage several blocks from the World Trade Center. I mean, as though anyone still believes that story. But, you know, the scholars for 911 Truth at scholarsfor911truth.org are just simply asking the government to make all this information available. You know, we've gotten this this big, thick book, which is a long narrative talking about all sorts of things, kind of like the way the Warren Commission report operated surrounding the death of John F. Kennedy, all sorts of irrelevant material and lots of editorializing and so forth. But the real forensic evidence, the documentation, the reports involved, none of this, folks, is available, and that's why the Scholars for 911 Truth, led by Dr. James Fetzer and Dr. Stephen Jones, are simply asking that it be released, and they're trying to get 10,000 people from around the country to sign on to this petition. And I think it's time that everybody do that. Everybody take a minute and go to that website and just add your name to the growing rumble, the growing roar of people around the country who are fed up with these lies that are coming out of our government, or I should say coming out of this government that's headquartered here in Washington, but which is run out of the international counting houses of wealthy families with the names of Rothschild and Rockefeller and Warburg and Schiff and Goldman and Sachs. Folks, I've been ranting and raving here for almost 35, nearly 40 minutes. So now I'm going to open up the phones. But, you know, it's very important to me that if there's anyone out there who really and truly loves President Bush and believes everything he said about 911, if there's anybody out there who wants to get up here and talk for just 5 minutes and explain to the whole world, at least the world of people who are listening to this program right now, if you want to come up here and explain why President Bush is a good patriot and why it's necessary that he keeps all this information hidden and why everything he said about 911 is the truth, I want you to call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, and tell the producer, I'm a supporter of the president, and I want to tell the world why the president is right and why the scholars for 911 Truth are wrong. And when you do that, I'm going to ask that my producer bring you right up above all the other callers. You know, but now let's go to the callers who are online. We got Eugene from Ohio. Eugene, you've been very patient listening to me ranting and raving.
Hi, Mike. I wanted to say something real quick so you can take other calls. I heard
you're not a Bush supporter, I gather.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just wanted to check.
Never. I read too much about him before he ran.
Okay.
I heard on the news one time they mentioned a company or organization or agency that approved the port deal, but I don't even know if it's affiliated with the government or even has any congressmen on it.
You know, that's funny. I don't think that it does. You know, they have all sorts of funny little commissions and agencies here in Washington that are, you know, these things exist, and they have all sorts of, they're blue ribbon.
Yeah.
They always call them blue ribbon. You know, actually, it'd be a good, I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm going to try to find out who the members of this commission are and just look into their backgrounds. But
they
I'm
sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
They mentioned it on the news, but I didn't recognize it. You know, you get to know some of these things, and some of them, I think our government, our country's being parceled out, and we don't know it.
Well, you know, I tell you what, years ago in the Spotlight, we had a very interesting story. Dear old Spotlight, no longer with us. Very interesting story about how the Nixon administration had actually turned the post office into the Postal Service, and that the Postal Service is actually dominated by a bunch of, you know, it's a private, basically a semi-private or semi-governmental agency that they actually sold stock in it or something. I don't remember the details, but the bottom line of it is the Postal Service isn't the old-fashioned U.S. post office. It's actually a semi-quasi-governmental organization in which a lot of private financial interests have actually gotten a handle on it. So even what we think we know about the post office, the postal service, isn't really the truth.
I'll say one more thing and then tell you good luck and goodbye. Late last fall, I think, I saw an article in the paper that they have created a disorder for people who believe in conspiracies.
They created a what?
A disorder for people who believe
in... as a matter of fact, I'm familiar with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's all sorts of efforts to anybody who has any dissident political views. They're going to judge them insane. They're going to say that they need treatment. It's a psych. Yes, exactly. So I mean, hey, this is what they did in the old Soviet Union. So why shouldn't they do it here in this country today? That's being run by a clique that truly is insane. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Eugene. Thanks for calling. Jeff from Massachusetts. Are you a Bush supporter by any chance?
Oh, no way.
Okay. Well, then we haven't gotten any Bush supporters up here yet to defend the 911 story. What's going on tonight, Jeff?
Oh yes. Very simple. The fact of the matter is, this is what bothers me. The mainstream establishment media, which I include Fox in that. I hate the way that the media is so monolithic on their line of the official story of 911. I mean, all that information should be disclosed about the black boxes, about the forensic evidence from the planes that hit the buildings and the plane that hit the Pentagon. Let us find out the truth and let the cards fall where they may, and pull the troops out of Iraq. It's just that simple.
Jeff, you know, it's very interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a credulous lad who believes anything that he sees in the quote-unquote mainstream media. And, you know, I pointed out to him the other day that there were no photographs of any plane or really anything hitting the Pentagon. And he said, oh, yes, there were. He said, oh, I saw it. I saw it very clearly. I said, no. I said, what you saw a picture of the Pentagon with a pretty little white flash in front of it. But I said, you didn't see any plane. And I said, there's no such picture released. And he said, I'm sure I saw it. And I said, you know what? I said, this reminds me of the guy who once called me on a radio program and told me he remembered watching the Zapruder film on November 22nd, 1963. Well, the Zapruder film was filmed on November 22nd, 1963, but it was never shown on national television until at least, well, I've heard, I always thought 1975, but it may have been shown on a small local station prior to that. But see, people think they've seen something and they haven't. So obviously, you know, like you say, Jeff, the mainstream media has gotten this lock on people's minds, you know, And no one knows that there's a need to question what they're reporting. So, like I say, we just have to support the scholars for 911 truth, and just spread the word to as many people as possible that what we're told isn't necessarily the truth.
Well, that's it. And I'm a firm believer in thinking outside the box. Like the Middle East, for instance, I believe that Bush wants to convert the Middle East into Arizona, and we're not necessarily doing it to support Israel. We're doing it to convert the Middle East into part of this one-world government. And it's wicked, and Bush has got to be tried as a war criminal, just like Clinton and just like all our other presidents.
Well, you know, as I pointed out earlier, there's still so many people out there who think there's this big serious rivalry between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Reason.
But, you know, like I say, former President Bush just happens to stop in Bill Clinton's office in New York City. Clinton wasn't even there that day, it turns out.
Wow.
And he wanted to stop in and say hello. Now, you know, the average Republican thinks that the Bush family think that Bill and Hillary Clinton are just really bad people, you know, immoral, un-Christian, un-Republican, unconservative. Well, if they really believe that, I find it hard to believe that President George H.W. Bush would just pop in to say hello.
Oh, of course. They're all good buddies, and they all probably drink the same martinis and all go to the same meetings.
Well, I haven't been invited to drink any martinis with them or go to those meetings. But if you get an invitation, Jeff, let me know.
I will, but I won't be getting no invitations either. I'm part of the far right wing fringe who's mentally ill. On that note, I'll let you go, my friend.
All right, thanks for calling, Jeff. All right, Keith from Rhode Island. Keith, come on up.
I guess I've become your in-house skeptic here.
Okay.
I'm no fan of the Bush regime by no means, but I'm not a Bush supporter. I'm a truth supporter, and I'm just thinking here: if the New World Order wanted the World Trade Center destroyed, why did Nelson Rockefeller and David Rockefeller spend so much time during the 1950s and early 1960s getting the World Trade Center built in the first place?
Well, you know, I'm fully aware that they did, but you know, the Rockefellers. As I understand it, relinquished control of the World Trade Center years ago, and it was a guy by the name of Larry Silverstein who has now had the lease on all the buildings or all the rental portions available in the World Trade Center. So the Rockefellers are long out of the picture. Actually, you know, when it comes right down to it, the Rockefellers David Rockefeller is the only remaining one of the brothers, and from what I can see, from what I've read and heard over the years, the Rockefeller fortune is considerably diminished, and much of it has been plowed into their private foundations, and the money is now being spread out among these lesser cousins and others who are, you know, they're no longer part of the big picture. Even David Rockefeller apparently is not as much of a major player even at the Council on Foreign Relations, So the World Trade Center buildings, although I'm told they used to jokingly call one of them Nelson and the other one David, the Rockefeller, that those buildings were taken over by Larry Silverstein, and he's a guy who's evidently got lots of international connections to Israel and to the international Zionist community, and reportedly back even to through his father to organize crime. So.
Doubt that, but
yeah.
He signed a 99-year lease to rent out the World Trade Center site in July of 2001, but prior to that, it was run by the Port Authority of New York, and none of that would have happened without the Rockefeller dynasty making it possible.
Oh, right, exactly. I mean, I think they, there's even questions about, there's a lot of people who even have questions about the origins of the Rockefeller money in the first place, so it's kind of, we tend to get into this game, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody, picking out famous names and famous faces. But, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And, you know, if you look at it in its rawest sense, the destruction of the World Trade Center buildings was an insurance bonanza for Larry Silverstein. He apparently tried to get a double judgment saying that that the attacks on each building were separate events, but the court ruled against him, and he only got to collect as though there was one attack, and yet he wanted to double his money. So
I understand, but don't forget there was a previous attack on the World Trade Center in February of 1993, and I'm just wondering, was that or is that not an attack that was orchestrated by Muslim fanatics?
Well, you know, I tell you, that's interesting in itself because.
Robert Friedman wrote a very interesting article for the Village Voice, and I mentioned this once, I believe, on this program. I've certainly talked about it many times and written about it many times. Robert Friedman, who incidentally is kind of interesting, he died of a mysterious disease that he picked up apparently traveling in Africa. But anyway, he wrote that one of the Palestinians who was involved in the original attack on the 9/11 or the original attack on the World Trade Center in what was it, 1993?
Yes.
A gentleman by the name of Ahmad Ajaj may have been a double agent for the Israelis. So that opens up a whole new question about the first attack on the Trade Center.
One last thing, you don't hold
Yeah, if you want to hang on over the break, please do. We've only got 5 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. But if you want to call in, please do. It's 800-313-9443. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcast Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up another evening here and starting another week on what I like to call the Piper Report. Again, I can never think of a better title, but I guess that's about what it is. It's the Piper Report. I want to tell you that tomorrow night, all things being equal, we're going to have a special guest. It's my good friend and my colleague from American Free Press, Christopher Bolin. This man has traveled all over the world and brought American Free Press some fantastic stories, but the stories that he's been bringing to us the last couple of weeks involve his recent trip to Venezuela, where there's a very controversial nationalist leader that the New World Order absolutely hates.
and that's Hugo Chavez. And Christopher is going to tell us a little bit about what he learned in Venezuela. So I do hope you'll listen in tomorrow night. Anyway, we have Keith on the line here. Keith, I was ranting and raving. Did you have any further comments?
I did, as a matter of fact. Thanks for holding me over. I don't want to be an air hog here. But
no.
We've heard lots, almost like endless theories regarding the JFK assassination. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are regarding the RFK assassination in June of 1968. A Syrian man named Sirhan killed Senator Robert F. Kennedy, who probably would have been the next president of the United States if he wasn't assassinated. Who was this man, and did he have any kind of connections to Israel or organized crime, or what do you know about that?
Well, I mean, I think most people who've looked into that at all are pretty much convinced that that guy was brainwashed, Sirhan. He was a Palestinian whose family had been in Jordan. They were uprooted from Palestine and ended up in Jordan. I think it's a classic case of another patsy, and I guess it's kind of the same kind of thing that who benefits from the public perception that quote unquote an Arab killed RFK, just as who benefits from the perception on 9/11 that the Arabs did 9/11. I think it's kind of history repeating itself. I'll talk more about the RFK assassination and some things I do know about it, some very interesting things I've learned about it.
But, I would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we have one more caller, Ron from Texas. Ron, we can squeeze you in for a minute or so here.
Okay, a couple quick things. One, in the documentary, Why the Towers Fell, I can't remember if it's Frontline or Nova, they kept talking about a fire retardant agent was being was knocked off the beams. I can't remember what show it was, but I heard about a lawsuit ongoing when the Port Authority owned the lease that there was a asbestos. It was a lawsuit for insurance to cover the removal of asbestos from the World Trade Center, and there was something called galvanic corrosion. I don't know. I was out running the dogs. I don't know if you covered any of this.
No. I tell you what, I far be it from me to even pretend to know any of the scientific aspects of that whole 9/11 affair, but a gentleman by the name of Eric Huffschmidt did an excellent video, and he also has a book. I can never remember which is which. One was Painful Questions, and the other was Painful Deceptions.
Well, I just found it very interesting. Like Silverstein, if you think about it, he would take over the property. He said, listen, I have a great idea. We could knock out two birds with one stone, and we could end this lawsuit. Insurance company would be off the hook, and, you know, and I got some boys who could take care of this deal. And they would cover all these different bases. The asbestos would be taken care of. We have firefighters and dogs who are dying because of the poisoning. I hear the music, but it's just a seed that was planted in my head weeks ago, and I've been mulling it, and it was just grossly brilliant idea.
If we ever get those scholars for 9/11 Truth to succeed in their petition, we get all this information, we'll know the truth.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget that petition at scholarsfor911truth.org. scholarsfor911truth.org. Did you hear that, folks? Thanks for listening in. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.